You already know you're going to eat some of those McDonald's golden fries on the drive home. So, you may as well add an extra order just for that.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before day number one. Of Zaslow Show 2.0. My guys, Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome, Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Tuesday, the 2nd of April. Good to have you aboard, part of the Believe Podcast Network, and presented as always by Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys, 800-747-3, 800-747-3733. If you've been involved in any kind of an accident, motorcycle, boating, hit and run, I send you to where you're going to be treated like family, get you the compensation you deserve, let them put their skills to work for you. Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys, 800-747-3, 800-747-3733. So glad to have you aboard here. We got a lot to capitalize off of last night. A lot happened. A lot's happening tonight. Tonight's a big local sports day. Panthers, struggle city. Heat both in action tonight. Last night, NCAA Women's Tournament. There's a lot happening. And of course, Bet Online. That's your bracket headquarters. The best bracket contest out there. Odds, lines, info on every game, every round, right up through the national championship, both the men's and the women's side. And you can access up-to-the-minute wagering info anytime from your desktop or your mobile devices. Even track your bracket in real time all the way through the tournament. Head to BetOnline today. Get in on all the action. Remember to use promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. So, a couple house cleaning issues that I want to make sure we talk about here before we get into the meat of everything. Excuse me. Couple things real quick. If you were on last night, if you watched live, brand new episode of It's Still Real to Me We did it. We've kind of tried to ship the show. That's my wrestling podcast. We've kind of tried to ship the show to Mondays right before Monday Night Raw. But the last two episodes, and the last episode we did, I think, was this past Thursday night. These last two episodes, and if you didn't catch us with the live stream, please make sure you're signed up for the YouTube channel, youtube.com/@Zaslow Show. I don't put a ton of emphasis on the YouTube channel, but I'd like you guys to watch the interviews because we load the entire interview. Ever I do an interview, like yesterday, had SEC Network's Peter Burns on with us. You got the whole interview. You could see us, all right? The podcast is the bread and butter, but I like when you guys go to YouTube and you watch the interviews, and whenever we live stream, it's still real to me. I like you guys to be able to participate, so make sure you're subscribed, youtube.com/@Zaslow Show, and make sure you have the notifications, little bell. Make sure you have the notifications turned on. But I do want to say, the last two episodes we've done of It's Still Real to Me, and granted, WrestleMania's this weekend. We're 4 days away. It's super fucking hot. Like, and by the way, make sure you're listening, 6 p.m. this Saturday, ESPN Radio, I'm hosting a WrestleMania preview show. I mean, how cool is that? Come on now. This Saturday, 6 p.m., ESPN Radio, WrestleMania preview show. I'm very excited. I'm hosting it solo. That's going to be awesome. All right, so anyway, the last two episodes that we've done of It's Still Real to Me, biggest audiences we've had yet. Granted, it's WrestleMania week, okay, but we've had a really good live crowd that has been watching us, and you get to comment and ask questions. We got the regulars. They love interacting. I want more of you guys to interact. And you know what? We've had record, you know, live stream views for It's Still Real to Me, and I love that. If you're listening after the fact on the podcast, that's awesome too. I love that. So we want to keep growing that. And look, who knows? Maybe we get to a place where we could do some Zaslow Show 2.0 on the live stream. I'll let you behind the curtain for a second, all right? Here's why we don't do that, at least right now. I know obviously I have a whole team working on Zaslow Show 2.0, but it's going to be, difficult, impossible for me to have all the graphics, sound, music beds, all of that stuff on the live stream, all right? Again, I got a whole team working here, but it's still going to be real. That's why after every episode, at the end, I always thank everybody who works so hard behind the scenes, putting every episode of Zaslow Show 2.0 together. But a live stream of Zaslow Show 2.0, it may be tough for the entire team to be able to do live, all right? A lot of stuff is able to happen behind the scenes after the fact to put out the episode of Zaslow Show 2.0, the quality production wise that you've come to expect from my team here at Zaslow Show 2.0. So maybe we'll get to a place one day, all right? But for now, It's Still Real to Me, I think, is a good way to kind of dip our toes in the water when it comes to the live stream. So anyway, that's a little bit behind the scenes. Thank you guys for watching or listening last night to the live stream of It's Still Real to Me. I thought we did a really good episode. We talked about CM Punk's appearance yesterday on Ariel Helwani's The MMA Show. Awesome appearance. Like, got into so much stuff. Really great. And I'm halfway through Monday Night Raw from last night. I know the ending, once again, is apparently explosive. So I'm looking forward to finishing that at some point this afternoon. But last night, we were dialed in. Last night, we had the women. And before I get to that, one more thing. Everybody calm down. One more thing. So you guys know over the weekend, it was Sunday, right? Yeah. Sunday, my son and I, my younger son, Jordan, and I, he loves movies, all right? And he's really into movies, movie reviews. He watches movie reviews. He wants to know everything about the movie before it comes out. He's way into movies. Like, we hope that that's going to be his thing, and maybe in some capacity, he's going to want to be involved in TV or film one day, you know? And we saw Godzilla, X-Kong, The New Empire on Sunday, and he released a review, a movie review, which we put on the Zaslow Show YouTube page. And I also tweeted out a link too, so if you want to check that out, I tweeted that out yesterday. But you guys have all been so kind. It's got a bunch of views. He loves it, And I appreciate everybody who's been really supportive. You know, you've had some messages on Twitter, some messages on the YouTube page under the video. And like I said, and I expect, like, I didn't expect it to, for people to say, oh, he sucks. I did not expect that, you know. So I just want to put that out there. I think in general, people are, you know, for the most part, people are kind to kids, you know. I didn't expect there to be anything nasty. But you guys have been really supportive of that. And he sees it and he loves it. And here's a funny thing. So he wants to see the likes and the comments. And so I make sure the comments are turned on. And they're turned on. And then, like, an hour later, the comments are off. And it's like, hey, Dad, the comments are off. So that's really weird. And so I keep turning them back on. And then last night, I decided to, like, Google it and check it out. And YouTube turns it off automatically when it sees that there's a minor. When it sees that a minor is in the video to, you know, protect the minor from any potential nasty comments, they turn it off themselves. Even though I turn it on, they then go and turn it off. So, which I thought was pretty interesting. I didn't know they're paying that close attention to every YouTube video to see, oh, there's a minor in this video. Let's continue. Let's keep, even though the owner of the video is turning them on, let's turn it off. So I just thought that was interesting. But anyway, go watch the video. You click the like button. He likes seeing all of that good stuff. And if you got ideas for movies for him to review, I guess you can't put them in the comments on that video, but you can, like, message me on Twitter or Instagram, where I'm obviously an influencer. So again, big thank you to you guys who checked that out, because he sees it and I knew you guys were going to be good to him. So we'll keep doing some of that stuff. All right, let's get to the important stuff. You guys know what I'm talking about. Now, how were we enjoying the game last night? You know how we enjoy the game. Sitting in the Zaslow Mansion family room on the couch, ice cold Johnny Cuba in my hand. That's right. Johnny Cuba, official beer of Zaslow Show 2.0. European roots with that Caribbean soul. It's a refreshing German lager in a can. You could pick up a six-pack, enjoy the Panthers tonight, hopefully. Enjoy the Heat tonight, hopefully. You go to Sedano's or Presidente, Winn-Dixie, Fresco y Mas. Get yourself a six-pack of Johnny Cuba, most delicious beer out there. You think we're having some bum beer as the official beer of Zaslow Show 2.0? Uh-uh! Johnny Cuba, that's how we roll. Make sure you always drink responsibly. And of course, don't forget Johnny Cuba's mantra, stay tranquilo. So, I did It's Still Real to Me last night. Got done like around 7:45. And so, I joined the basketball game in like the middle second quarter, all right? And I got the Panthers, which is on DVR, so I rewound that to watch that from the beginning. And I got the dual TV action. And I'll tell you what, you know, I wasn't sure which one should be on the big TV, but the Panthers fell, once the Panthers fell behind last night 4-1, it's like, fuck this. I put the Panther game on the small TV, I put the women on the big TV. And let's talk about the game now. So you turn on everywhere. Obviously, Iowa wins 94-87. And UConn, I don't have a ton to say about the UConn game. Paige Beckers, UConn wins 80-73. Juju Watkins, oh, poor girl, the crying afterward. Felt really bad for her. She's fantastic. I assume she's going to stick around in school. And she is, I would say, without question, going to be the best player in the nation. She's terrific. And she's going to continue to grow. And she's already thick and strong. And she's going to continue to get better and better and just dominate that game. But anyway, the conversation is about Iowa. Iowa and LSU. Iowa, they exercised those demons from last year. And look, last night, Zaslow, all of a sudden you're an expert in the women's game? Well, listen, I'm on ESPN Radio often enough. I'm doing four nights a week, essentially. And I got to keep track of this stuff. So, yeah, yes, that's right. I've become an expert in very short time. But last night was a great example of what the women's game has over the men's game. They are allowed to develop stars. The men's game doesn't have that. In the men's game, the big-time players, they leave. One and done. In the women's game, mainly because they don't make enough money in the WNBA, and now with NIL, they make so much money in school, the women stick around. And so I know the stars. It's easy to learn the stars. You got stories and rivalries that carry over from year to year. And the women's game last night was a great example of what the men's game does not have. You think I'm watching last night's game? Appointment TV. If I don't know the players, I don't know the characters, I don't know the stories behind that game. Last night is why the women's game is growing compared to the men's college basketball game. In that sense, it is a much better product. Now, let's also point out, Twitter, social media could be a bit of an echo chamber. This idea that the more people are watching the women, or that more people are excited about the women, more people are interested about the women, you could say that, but the numbers don't bear that. The men's tournament up against the women's tournament, the men's dominates it. Dominates it. Like, the women's game is growing more because we've been watching the men's game for decades. The women's game is growing more, to be sure. But if you go look at the numbers for the tournament, the men's game dominates and the women's game is never going to catch it. But as far as growth goes, the women's game is in a phenomenal position. But last night I thought was a great example. And I've been saying this, I've been telling you this. The women's game has a major advantage over the men's game because these girls stick around. The men, they can leave after a year. You go to the NBA, wherever you're drafted, you're getting a lot of money. With the women, like, Caitlin Clark is going to go number one overall, and she's going to make $76,000 next year. Like, now, she's going to make millions in endorsements, but that's not the case for every girl, all right? You stick around in the college game, and you're making, you know, maybe you're making $1 million in NIL. Stick with the college game. You're making so much more there than you will in the WNBA. And that's an advantage for the fans. The fans are the big winner in that scenario because these girls stick around and you get to keep watching them and you get to learn about the teams, the schools, and these rivalries. And you get what we got last night, which was just a big-time show. Now, when I say what we got last night, which was a big-time show, everyone is talking about how great the game was last night, right? Was the game great? Or was Caitlin Clark great? There's a difference. Did the game live up to the hype? Or did Caitlin Clark live up to the hype? There's a difference. I don't think it was a great game. And I don't hear anyone else saying anything but how amazing the game was. Now, the game was great in the sense that both teams showed up for the moment. Both teams played super hard. Like, they lived up to the hype as far as how much the game means, the effort, and what you were hoping to get competition-wise from these girls. But the actual game, you know, look, in the third quarter, Caitlin Clark caught fire, hitting three after three. All of a sudden, they're up double figures. They never look back. Iowa, like, LSU cut the lead to 7 once or twice, but Iowa was up 10, 13 points the rest of the way. LSU never had possession in the fourth quarter within more than 7 points, or fewer than 7 points, I should say. So, I don't think the game was great. LSU missed 1,000 shots in the paint. I don't think it was a great game. I think Caitlin Clark was great. I think the game lived up to the hype in the sense that it was so heavily contested. The competition was so intense, and you were able to see how much it meant to all of these girls. But was it a great game? No, I don't think so. I don't think it was a great game. Caitlin Clark was great. You go into that game, and Caitlin Clark, the pressure on her, she already said it's her last year. I guess she could change her mind if she wants, but she's not going to. It's her last year. It's her last chance. She's never won. And obviously, it's super hard to win. Super hard to win. It's hard enough just to get to the Final Four. But with Caitlin Clark, is she one of the best ever? Yes. Is she the best ever? I got a hard time saying that if you don't win. Like, winning a championship is not everything. But you can't be, for me, the best ever if you don't win a championship. You got to win a championship if you are the best ever. In what sport does the guy who we claim is the best ever not also have won a championship? You know, Michael Jordan, Wayne Gretzky, Tom Brady. We never say player X is the greatest ever, and they didn't win. The only one, the only guy that I would say, and this is very controversial, and there isn't really a clear-cut guy in Major League Baseball who you say is the best ever. But the only example that I would give would be Barry Bonds. A lot of people will say Barry Bonds is the greatest ever. They'll say he's the greatest hitter ever. Never won a World Series. Came close a couple times. Never won a World Series. Or I guess came close one time, right? 2002 against the Angels. Never won. A lot of people will say he's the greatest ever. But a lot of people say he's not. And you got the controversy. The other guys, you know, Brady, Michael Jordan, Wayne Gretzky. You don't get much argument in the way of those guys being the greatest ever. Like, yeah, if you want to make the argument that it's not Jordan, it's LeBron. Okay, LeBron's got four championships, so great. If Caitlin Clark is going to be considered the greatest ever, you got to win a championship. So, am I pulling the Jay Williams move? Jay Williams isn't even calling her great until she wins a championship. Don't be stupid. Like, was Charles Barkley not great? Was Karl Malone not great? Was John Stockton not great? Was Reggie Miller not great? Don't be stupid. Caitlin Clark is obviously great. But to be the greatest, I think you got to win a championship. I think you got to win a championship. So there's a lot on the line as far as Caitlin Clark last night. A lot of pressure. And I liked, you know, Ryan Rucco on the broadcast did a great job talking about how they ask Caitlin Clark this, and she doesn't get nervous. She feels the pressure, but she doesn't feel the nerves. And I thought that was interesting. So, Caitlin Clark, massive star, came through in a major, major way last night. She needs to win the whole thing. There's still a lot in line. You know what it feels like a little bit? It feels like when the 1980 U.S. men's hockey team, when they beat the Russians, that's what everybody remembers? That was not the gold medal game. That was not the gold medal game. They won that to get to the gold medal game. So here, they beat LSU to now get to the Final Four. They got two more games to win. One more to get to the final. You got UConn versus NC State. And you got South Carolina versus NC State. UConn versus Iowa. So if they were to get past UConn and then take on Big Bad South Carolina, I do think people will remember that. It's not going to be like nobody remembers the U.S. men's hockey team also had to play in a gold medal game after beating the Russians. But right now, she put herself in a position where she could be the greatest ever if she wins the whole thing. Now, I enjoyed the game because it was hotly contested. But the entire fourth quarter, the game was never in doubt. It was never in doubt. There was not a moment in that fourth quarter. Like, Iowa never let them get on a run. They never got closer than seven. I don't think it was a great game. But maybe your definition of great game is different. If the game is super hotly contested and it somewhat lives up to the billing, does that make it a great game? Maybe. For me, the game's got to be in doubt in the fourth quarter for it to be a great game. That game was never in doubt. So when we talk about the game was great or the game lived up to the hype, was it the game that was great or was it Caitlin Clark that was great? Because I think it was the latter.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Making my cat happy is my number one priority, and Fresh Step Outstretch litter helps me do just that. Meet Mr. Mittens. Mitty, for short. Mitty is happiest when his litter box is clean and fresh, and Fresh Step Outstretch is amazing at absorbing waste and odor. We sure have found our common ground, haven't we? Happy cat, happy life. Find Fresh Step Outstretch at a store near you. Fresh Step is a registered trademark of the Clorox Pet Products Company. Certain trademarks used under license from the Procter & Gamble Company or its affiliates.
All right, before we get to the local stuff tonight, you know I love it when I hear some of you guys like, Zaslow, I think I deserve a new car, but I don't know where to go. I don't know where it has the good deals. I don't want to get swindled. I want to make sure there's a great selection. Do you know where I should go? And I'm like, of course I know where you should go. How about the official car dealership of Zaslow Show 2.0? You know we're talking about North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. At North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, you get that promise where customers are always going to get an exceptional experience at their brand new state-of-the-art facility on North Andrews Avenue. It's a beautiful building. You can see it from I-95 at the Cypress Creek Road exit. You're going to get a relaxed indoor car shopping experience when you go to North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. They're guaranteed to have the car that you're looking for you and your family. Or maybe you're just looking to get your current vehicle serviced. That's great. And you know what? You don't have to be driving a Subaru right now to get your car serviced at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. You're going to be treated like royalty because they service all makes and models as well. And with prices less than many of those small shops, you're going to get service with confidence at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. With an extensive new and pre-owned Subaru inventory, plus used cars, trucks, SUVs of every make and model, you're sure to find your next vehicle at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. Plus, all new Subarus and most pre-owned vehicles, they come with a lifetime warranty, so you know you're covered. NFLSubaru.com. That's right. NFLSubaru.com. You can search their entire inventory right now. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the location you know with an experience you'll love. All right. So, Panthers last night. Like I told you, I had to ship the Panthers to the small TV, all right? Panthers, when they went down 5-1 against the Leafs, a potential playoff team. I mean, the Panthers, they made it a game. They got within 5-4, all right? They pulled the goalie with like 3.5 minutes left. They made it 5-4, empty net goal shortly after that. Auston Matthews, second goal of the game, 62nd goal of the season, leading the NHL, of course, and that made it 6-4, and the Panthers lose, so the Panthers have now lost 7 of their last 9 games. Now, it's not like they haven't played well in all of those, all right? They haven't played well recently. They didn't play well for 2 periods last night, obviously. And even the game against Detroit that they won, I was there for that. I was there for that. Even the game against Detroit that they won, they didn't play well. So, they haven't played well recently. It showed these last few games, especially defensively, and like last night, sloppy. Turnovers, very sloppy. Now, like I said before, I don't think this is necessarily a bad thing. You know, the Panthers last year dealt with a ton of adversity going into the playoffs, and they need to get their shit together, win 6 in a row in their last 7 games. They lost the last game. They had to win 6 in a row before losing the finale to even make the playoffs. This team had been cruising for so long. So could this be a good thing that you face a little adversity? I'd like to think so. Now, I'm a glass half full kind of guy anyway. I'm usually a pretty positive dude. So I'm trying to take the positive angle out of this, but I do believe that. I think having a little bit of adversity before the postseason can be a good thing. So Panthers back tonight. They're at Montreal. Montreal sucks, but it is a second night of a back-to-back. It'll be interesting who's in goal. I would guess Stolarz. Bobrovsky played the first two periods, gave up 5 goals. It really wasn't his fault. Stolarz came in, didn't give up any goals in the third. I would imagine it's Stolarz net tonight, second night of a back-to-back, and I'm sure that was the plan anyway. He's been fantastic, but Panthers got to get this game tonight. Losers are 7-9. Come on, what are we doing here? And you got the Heat. Heat-Knicks. Now, the Heat are 3 back of the Knicks for number 4. I guess if you want to say if they have any chance of catching New York, you obviously have to win tonight, but there's only 7 games remaining. Like, the Heat are not catching New York, all right? The Heat currently sit right now, 8 games remaining, 41-33. And I already told you, the final schedule, the final 8 games remaining, except for the last 2 at home against Toronto, very difficult schedule for Miami. You want to catch Indiana for 6. You're 2 back of Orlando at 5, 3 back of New York at 4. You're not going to catch 4 and 5. I don't think you want to catch 4 and 5. But here's the thing that Miami needs to be careful. Embiid is not returning tonight, but apparently he is returning this week. If you finish, like if you were to drop to 8th, they're 2 ahead of Philadelphia. They should have dropped to 8th. But you, if you don't catch number 6, even if you stay at 7, if you don't catch number 6, you're going to be hosting Embiid and the Sixers in a play-in game. And you want 7. You don't want 8. So there's still a lot to play for here, these final 8 games. Apparently, everyone is available tonight, except Tyler Hero. Of course, he never plays. Tyler Hero's, and we know Josh Richardson's out. But Tyler Hero's out. Everybody else is available. Tonight should be a lot of fun against the Knicks, all right? I'm looking forward to tonight. Tonight's a really good sports night. Panthers, Canadiens, Heat, Knicks. I mean, come on. You know what that means. That's bad news for the Knicks. Everybody knows that. All right. So, real quick on the Marlins. Marlins lose yesterday to the Angels. The Marlins now, Mike Trout, 2 home runs. The Marlins now, worst record in baseball, 0-5 for the first time in franchise history. This season's over. You know, when I put the poll out there yesterday, Zaslow Show 2.0 poll question, the Marlins starting 0-4, will they ever get back to the 500 point this season? That was the poll question I put out there yesterday. I was not joking. Like, I don't believe they're ever going to get to 500 after starting the season 0-4. Now 0-5, of course. And the final results were 81% agrees. No, this team sucks. They will not get back to 500. 81% of the vote. And now, of course, we're sitting at 0-5. This season is over. I cannot invest any time in this team. They blew it. You're going up against the Panthers and the Heat. You have to get off to a hot start when you have the Panthers and Heat going into the playoffs like they always do now. Amazing that we're saying that about the Panthers, right? 5 straight playoff appearances. When they're going to the playoffs like they always do, you cannot start 0-5 and expect anybody to care. This Marlins season is over. I'll tell you what's not over, though. The days of getting the best sleep of your life. You may think that, man, Zaslow, I wish I slept like I did when I was a kid. I would sleep through the night. Now as an adult, I'm always waking up. I'm waking up hot. My sheets are sweaty. What do I do? What do you do? You're clearly not buying your bed sheets at Sheets and Giggles. When you go to SheetsGiggles.com, we're talking the softest, coolest, most breathable sheets around. Once Sheets and Giggles joined Zaslow Show 2.0, it was about a year ago. That's right, my man Colin, founder and CEO of Sheets and Giggles. That's when you knew the show was really getting serious. When Sheets and Giggles, you hear them on the Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gatz. You hear them on the Greg Cody Show podcast featuring Greg Cody. And then they joined Zaslow Show 2.0. I'm like, yo, I'm so thrilled. And now I get all my bed sheets from Sheets and Giggles. I sleep on a eucalyptus pillow. I got the comforter. Oh my God, the comforter is so soft. I got the blanket. I got the fitted sheets. I got the pillowcases. If you're thinking about getting a new mattress, you get a eucalyptus mattress now, and you can get it for 20% off. Mattresses are expensive, but if this is your first time ever at SheetsGiggles.com, if you use promo code Zaslow, 20% off your first order. That's right, 20% off your first order when you go to SheetsGiggles.com. softest sheets you're ever going to touch, and you're going to become one of over 100,000 Americans that are sleeping on Sheets and Giggles and never turning back. Use promo code Zaslow. Support the sponsors that support the show. Use promo code Zaslow, 20% off your first order, sheetsgiggles.com. It's Tuesday. You guys know what that means. Let's get to Twitter Jam. Today's edition, this week's edition of Twitter Jam, it's on Iowa and LSU. That's the big story in sports right now. So we go through a bunch of tweets. We see what people are saying. We play you some audio clips. Let's start out with awful announcing. I love awful announcing. It's sports media news and analysis. And they tweet out here, this time it's Iowa. And they attach the final call. Great final call from Ryan Rucco.
In a rematch with SU, Clark evades. That will do it. This time, it's Iowa. The Hawkeyes are headed back to the Final Four.
Really good job by Ryan Rucco. That's a great final call. This time, it's Iowa. I thought Ryan Rucco and Rebecca Lobo were excellent on the call last night. I thought they had good info. I thought they had good nuggets. I enjoyed that broadcast. We'll get to Rebecca Lobo coming up. Next tweet here. This is from Gift Sports. All right. I think they just put together clips. I think they're based here in Miami. How about that? All right, cool. And they tweet out, Angel Reese tears up as Flaje Johnson defends her from critics. And here's the clip they attached of Flaje post-game.
Let me tell you something. Everybody can have their opinion on Angel Reese, but y'all don't know her.
Put your hand up.
Like, y'all don't know Angel Reese. I know Angel Reese. Yeah. I know the real Angel Reese. And the person I see every day is a strong person. Is a caring, loving person, bro. The crown she wears is heavy, bro. She's the type of teammate that's going to make you believe in yourself. The leap that I took from my freshman to sophomore year, Angel gave me that confidence to go be a dog, playing next to a dog every day. And, you know, just to see how the media ridicule her, went through our problems. But, like, this is my sister right here, and I'm so proud of her. Like, the media, y'all, how they like to twist and call her a villain and all of that, y'all don't know Angel, bro. And I'm just happy that I get to play with her. I get to be around her presence. Her energy is different. Like, She just made me a better player. She made me a better player, and that's what great players do.
Look, Flaje Johnson, who, by the way, is a terrific player, she's been a great teammate sticking up for Angel Reese. And you have Angel sitting next to Flaje. She's tearing up. And next to Angel is Haley Van Lith, who also, by the way, has been a great teammate sticking up for Angel Reese over the last few days. Remember, Haley Van Lith transferred from Louisville over to LSU. Not the same player she was at Louisville. She's like a big-time scorer there. And, boy, she had a tough time last night. Like, last night, I mean, Kim Mulkey's won four championships, all right? But I'm not sure she did a great job last night. I'm really not. She was defending Caitlin Clark pretty much the entire game. And Caitlin, predictably, is just cooking her. And it's not even that, okay, Caitlin's going to do that against anyone. Haley Van Lith is like 5'3", like 5'5", and Caitlin Clark's over 6 feet. And I mean, Haley Van Lith is like on an island out there. And Mulkey finally, like Ryan Rucco made note, I think it was 3 minutes left in the game, that now that they're switching everything, they're changing up the defense. Like, I don't know, Kim Mulkey, maybe you make a little bit of a change earlier before Caitlin Clark gets to 40 points and you're down double figures late in the fourth quarter. I felt bad for Haley Van Lith there. She was on an island by herself. Anyway, she and Flaje Johnson have been great teammates for Angel Reese, really, over the last few days, and especially here. All right, back to Twitter Jam. Clutch Points. Clutch Points sends out a tweet here. And Clutch Points, they're like a sports aggregate site. All right, mostly NBA, I think. And they have a quote from Angel Reese during this press conference. I just try to stay strong. I've been attacked so many times, death threats, I've been sexualized, I've been threatened, I'm still human, and they attach the clip here.
I just try to stand strong, like, I've been through so much, I've seen so much, I've been attacked so many times, death threats, I've been sexualized, I've been threatened. I've been so many things, and I've stood strong every single time. And I just try to stand strong for my teammates because I don't want them to see me down and, like, not be there for them. So I just want them to always just know, like, I'm still a human. Like, all this has happened since I won the national championship, and I said the other day I haven't had peace since then. And it sucks, but I still wouldn't change. I wouldn't change anything, and I would still sit here and say, like, I'm unapologetically me. I'm going to always leave that mark and be who I am and stand on that. And hopefully the little girls that look up to me, and hopefully I give them some type of inspiration that, you know, hopefully it's not this hard and all the things that come at you, but keep being who you are. Keep waking up every day. Keep being motivated, staying who you are, staying 10 toes, don't back down, and just be confident.
All right, so this is important here. Number one, I like Angel Reese a lot. I like Angel Reese's whole demeanor a lot because you get too much, like in the NBA, everyone's friends. Everyone's hugging and kissing. Angel Reese wants to kill you on the other side. Angel Reese wants to beat you every single time. If you're not on LSU, she doesn't care about you. She doesn't like you. You are not her friend. And she will trash talk. I love that, all right? I miss that in basketball. We don't get that attitude enough. And I think that we need to remember, or maybe we don't, because look, there's so much on. And again, Twitter, social media, it's an echo chamber. So Angel Reese is paying attention to a lot of what's going on there. It's essentially not real life. Doesn't mean it doesn't hurt. But I also need to add here, Angel Reese has enjoyed being the villain. She's enjoyed being the bad guy. She's made a name for herself like that, essentially. She's become a big star without doing anything wrong. She's become a big star like that as well. She's made a lot of money as a result. And then to come around the other side and you don't like that some people don't enjoy you doing John Cena, you can't see me, and following Caitlin Clark to the bench when she checks out of the game last year in the championship game and taunting her. If you're going to taunt other players, some fans aren't going to like that. That's going to come with the territory. Like, Angel Reese has benefited greatly from her demeanor and her attitude, but there's a negative that comes along with that, all right? So I think it's important to point that out. Angel Reese is not a victim, all right? Angel Reese has created this persona or character, and I don't even know that's a character. She's being herself, and there's nothing wrong with what she has done. But you also are going to get backlash from fans of other teams who don't like you taunting. That's sports. But I do think it's important also to point out, these are kids. They're young ladies. 18, 19, 20, 21 years old. And she probably just learned that the hard way now. That, yeah, she can behave this way, and there's nothing wrong with the way that she's behaving. But you're also going to get another side of it. There's going to be a negative side. And I think she also needs to realize that, yeah, Twitter's not real. That's not real. You know, I don't think most. Now, there's a lot of nasty on social media about Angel Reese, about these girls at LSU. There's a major racial element to it. Don't be stupid. If you don't believe that, you're being stupid. There's a major, major racial element with the backlash that Angel Reese receives. Strong, young, black woman is, and proud of it, is going to get a lot of backlash, especially in competition, especially when we're competing. You're gonna, and there's a lot of nasty, stupid people out there. So I felt bad for her overall, but I do think she needs to understand, A, social media is an echo chamber, and B, this is the other side. Like, you're unapologetically you, and that's great. But there's also going to be fans of other teams who don't appreciate it and are going to be nasty. All right, keeping it going. Dave Portnoy, El Presidente Barstool, tweets out, Caitlin Clark is the best women's college basketball player of all time. Tonight she proved it and avenged last year's loss. She put Iowa on her back. It was a pleasure to witness greatness. Yeah, I don't agree, because I think you got to win the whole thing for her to be the best ever. And you could say she avenged last year's loss. That's true, but she wants a championship. The goal is to win a championship, not to beat LSU. If you could do both, great. And she's going to have to do both. This next tweet is from Mark. He's a Levitard Show super fan. Kim Mulkey looks like she gets her mansion burned down in Red Dead Redemption. That's funny. That's a funny tweet. Stephen A. Smith tweets out, yo, Caitlin Clark is official. She is putting on an absolute show. This is late in the game. 37 points on 9 of 18 shooting from 3. LSU does not have an answer for her. Not Reese, not Johnson, not Mulkey, not anyone. Hashtag Lord have mercy. My man Evan Cohen here. Unsportsmanlike radio. ESPN. Every morning 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern time. My colleagues Evan and Chris Canty and Michelle Smallman. And they tweet out here, Caitlin Clark is on Evan's list of must-watch TV. And here's the clip they attached.
This lived up to the hype. And I know, like, there are a lot of sporting events that we sit here on our show and we hype up. And then we come in the next day and say, yeah, it was good. It wasn't as good as we anticipated it would be. Or conversely, there are sporting events we don't hype up. And then we come in the next day and are like, holy cow, did you see the game between so-and-so and so-and-so? This was a game that lived up to the hype. There are very few games that could live up to the amount of hype that we had here with LSU and Iowa. The rematch from a year ago in the national championship, the trash talking between both teams, which was great going into this. This completely lived up to the hype. And I kind of look at Caitlin Clark now, and there's more work to be done. I get it. But she's must watch. She's like, she's on the Patrick Mahomes, Steph Curry list of must watch athletes for me right now. I don't know where we rank her. I mean, like, if I said to you guys right now, Caitlin Clark in terms of must-watch athletes, is there anyone you would say definitively above her? Mahomes feels like the one that is the default, and maybe we should almost take him out of the conversation because you talk about CC greatness at when it matters the most. I mean, Mahomes is just a king at that.
Yeah.
But is she second right now?
All right, and finally got one more here. This is from Shannon Sharp, and he tweets out here, they made zero adjustments. Should have blitzed Clark, take the ball out of her hands. Johnson should have started on her. Iowa was better tonight. It was better team tonight. I mean, I agree. I don't think Kim Mulkey did a good job. I think Caitlin Clark was going to torch anyone. But I think Shannon's right to the, you know, point that make some kind of adjustment. Try something else. And it really didn't seem like they tried anything other than Haley Van Lith shadowing her the whole game. Until it was like 3 minutes left. So I thought it was a bad job by Kim Mulkey. I'm not sure anything else would have worked. And that right there is another edition of Twitter Jam. All right, there you go. A lot of different opinions there. But when it comes to getting your insurance, your homeowner's insurance, there aren't multiple opinions. There's only one option. You're going to Brunt Insurance. That's right. Brunt Insurance and Financial Services, 954-589-2204, wherever you're located in the state of Florida. You need to make sure you have homeowner's insurance. We know with the weather, you're going to have property damage. Well, wherever you're calling from in Florida, from Pensacola to the Keys and beyond, Brunt Insurance delivers you comprehensive insurance coverage tailored exactly to your needs. Since 2013, they specialize in not just home, auto, life insurance. Make sure you call them, 954-589-2204, and make sure you're covered so you don't lay awake at night wondering, man, if there's a hurricane or some kind of storm, I have property damage. Am I going to be covered? See, I've had that peace of mind. I've been with Brunt Insurance for over 10 years now. I get my homeowner's insurance through them. I recently switched to my car insurance to them as well. And if you're looking for affordable care that offers you the best coverage on your automobile, your motorcycle, or your boat, you make the right call when you dial 954-589-2204. The team at Brunt Insurance have the expertise and experience to find the perfect coverage for you. And that includes comprehensive policies on both trailers and motorhomes. And hey, when it comes to your home, renter's insurance, condo insurance, there are so many options out there. Don't worry. Brunt Insurance specializes in making the confusing crystal clear. Go to bruntinsurance.com or call right now, 954-589-2204, 954-589-2204, bruntinsurance.com. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, always brought to us by where we get all the big deals on our local sports gear. Caneswear. Caneswear in Davie, 2655 South University Drive. Or check it out right now at caneswear.com. They moved to a new location, actually, a few months ago. But it's the same plaza, same great experience, but an even bigger selection. I was there with my man Brett recently. I can't believe how big the store is now. They need it to be this size because while everyone knows that Caneswear has the largest selection of Miami Hurricanes gear, they have amazing selection for all your favorite South Florida pro teams. Dolphins, Panthers, Heat, Inter Miami, even the Marlins, believe it or not. That's right. Caneswear is the spot Miami sports fans shop. Hats, t-shirts, everything for all your favorite local teams. Visit them in Davie, 2655 South University Drive, or online at caneswear.com, where you get all of the big deals. Big deal or not a big deal? All right, so yesterday, before we recorded the latest episode of It's Still Real to Me, one of the big topics on It's Still Real to Me last night was CM Punk, his appearance yesterday on Ariel Helwani's MMA Hour, and he got into the whole scene with Jack Perry and why he eventually quit AEW.
I went to Tony, and I was just like...
Which Tony, by the way?
Khan.
Okay.
And I was like, please handle that. Like, please. And he was like, what do you want me to do? And I was like, I'm not telling you what to do. Just be the boss, please. Like, I'm tired of this shit. You know? Like, I told you it was a mistake, and I told you separate shows wasn't going to work, and now we're all here, and, you know, like, please handle it. Because if you don't, you're not going to like the way I handle it.
Did he handle it?
No. No.
So you did?
Yes.
What happened?
Jack came back from his match. I was the next match. I'm sitting there. I got people with me. I'm not going to say who they are, you know, because I got a lot of friends who work there, and I wish them all well, and I don't want them to be punished because they're friends with me, you know. And I walk up to him, and I'm just like, Jack, why do you insist on doing this dumb internet shit, like, on TV, you know? And he's just like, well, if you got a problem about it, do something about it. And I was just like, man, come on, man. You know, I would fucking kill you. Like, what are we doing, you know? And it just, you know, it's like Chael says, sometimes you just can't let you get close, you know? I thought I was doing a responsible thing, you know? I didn't punch anybody. I just choked somebody a little bit. Samoa Joe was there, told me to stop, and then I quit. I turned to Tony and I said, this place is a fucking joke, man. You're a clown, I quit.
Yeah, I'm going big deal. Punk was amazing. 2 hours he sat down yesterday with Ariel Helwani. Now, it's only Punk's side of things, but I thought Punk came off sounding very good. I thought AEW came off sounding very bad. Again, only one side of the story. Big deal or not a big deal? How about yesterday? So, this is during the Iowa-LSU game. And I thought Ryan Rucco, Rebecca Lobo were very good on the broadcast, but Rebecca Lobo, not a fan of Albany.
Big smile from Brent and Ann, Caitlin's brothers here as well, though she told us they've been reaching out to me, and I've told them, just go find something to do in Albany. I'm staying in my room and just waiting for the game.
And by the way, good luck finding something to do in Albany.
All right, I'm going not a big deal. Albany, take it easy. I mean, the local newscast in Albany got upset. Albany fans on social media got upset. Listen, you're Albany, all right? You're Albany. This is not a big deal. Big deal or not a big deal? So Stephen A. Smith on the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast, whatever it's called, I like the segment where they get people to ask him, like, goofy questions. And yesterday, he was asked what are his favorite fast food places.
At Dubs World. That's in WRLD 30, right? Stephen A., what are your favorite fast food places to eat of all time? You know, people talk about McDonald's and Burger King and all that other stuff. That's true because I've eaten both. I like my double cheeseburgers from Burger King. I like my Big Macs or the cheeseburgers from McDonald's. McDonald's fries are a hell of a lot better than Burger King's fries. But my favorite, I can't help it, y'all, is White Castle. I love White Castle. Single cheeseburgers, double cheeseburgers, whatever. Their fries are pretty damn good itself. Now, I will admit, it's the greatest laxative I've ever tasted.
I'm going big deal because I can't remember the last time I heard anybody say anything about Burger King. I mean, seriously, McDonald's and Burger King are usually located near each other. McDonald's drive-thru is always packed. Burger King, there's never anyone there. I honestly don't know how Burger King is still in business. I'm going not a big deal. And that right there is another edition of Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, courtesy of, as always, Caneswear, located just south of 595 on the west side of University. They have all your local Miami sports teams gear. Whatever team you're looking for. You got Panther Fever, largest selection outside the arena. Inter Miami, Messi, largest selection in Broward. Caneswear.com. Check out the entire inventory right now. Caneswear is the spot South Florida sports fan shop and where you get all of the big deals for all your local favorite teams. All right. How about that? Big night tonight. Can we get the double dip? I'm not trying to get a double dick punch tonight. Double dip. Panthers at Montreal. Heat. Knicks. I mean, come on. Heat Knicks. You know what that means. That's bad news for the Knicks. All right. Got to finish watching Monday Night Raw this afternoon as well. Thanks, everybody, for hanging out. Thanks to our team here at Zaslow Show 2.0. Great show you put together, as always. Can't do without all your hard work behind the scenes. Today's show brought to you in part by Bet Online. We'll talk to you tomorrow on another edition of Zaslow Show 2.0. Know what that means. Ah, the show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo because more is always brewing.
Tired of fighting your kids to make their bed? Say hello to Betty's. The unique design lets your kids make their bed with just a zip. Our patented bedding includes everything you need, a fitted sheet, top sheet, and comforter in one seamless piece that zips together. Kids love the feeling of accomplishment when they can make their bed by themselves every day. Make your mornings easier and visit beddies.com. That's BEDDYS.com.
While no one knows what tomorrow may bring, Bridgestone is working toward a more positive outlook. With innovations like developing a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials. It's just one of the many ways Bridgestone is making a difference today for generations to come. Because that's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
Raise a spoon to Grandma, who always took all the hungry cousins to McDonald's for McNuggets and the play slide. Have something sweet in her honor. Come to McDonald's and treat yourself to the Grandma McFlurry today. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.